listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to the catch-up. Big show today. Played our first ever Bon Jovi Oki. Your chance to win tickets to see Bon Jovi performing on his massive, massive Australian tour. So I'll put that in there so you have an example of what it's all about. If you want to enter, triplem.com.au and become a club member is the best way to go about that. Brand new TV show kicking off tonight, Pointless. Chatted to one of the hosts, Dr. Andrew, all about that. John Williamson, legendary Australian song singer-writer, was on the show as well. The Southwest Cougar joined me for a chat again. That was a bit weird. Daniel Leach for Out of Bounds. We also talked all things Aladdin. Yeah, a few little things in there as well. So sit back, relax, enjoy the catch-up.
Bon Jovi, this house is not for sale. 2018 Australian tour this December. Tickets on sale now. Ticketek.com.au.
Get ready now for Bon Jovi, okay?
Well, I've got Pete on the line from Busselton.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I'm doing very well. You know why I've called you, because you're a club member who could potentially be seeing Bon Jovi. I know you're a bit of a Bon Jovi fan, mate. I'm going to put you to a bit of a challenge, but I need you to finish the, you already sounded dead. I need you to finish the lyrics of what is one of the all-time greatest Bon Jovi songs, all right?
Oh, okay, here we go.
You much of a singer?
Only in the shower, buddy.
Well, pretend you're in the shower. Channel, you're in a shower right now. Here's the first bit.
Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore, but baby, that's just me.
Take it away, Pete.
Oh, I can't believe we're going to do this. I will love you, baby, always.
Oh, you did. Yeah, you're a good effort. let's see if you were right, bud.
I will love you, baby.
Oh, that sounds pretty right to me, mate. Congratulations. You're going to be on the shortlist to be seeing Bon Jovi, mate. Congratulations.
I don't have to sing anymore, do I?
Oh, mate, only if you get along to the gig and you'll be singing along with Bon Jovi, all right? How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Thanks, mate.
I love it. Let's see if we can keep this up. Tomorrow, calling another club member to potentially see Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, this house is not for sale. 2018 Australian Tour. Australian Tour this December. Tickets are on sale right now at ticketek.com.au. You want your chance to play? triplem.com.au and become a club member, and I could be calling you tomorrow for another game of Bon Jovi Oki. The brand new TV show Pointless kicks off tonight on Win. I have one of the hosts on the line, Dr. Andrew Rochford. Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am excited. You must be finally, like, excited that it's finally going to air after all, like, it's felt like months and months of promos. Pointless.
Yeah, look, it is. It's always nice when you get to the point where you can actually start sharing the show with people. And I mean, I've been on a few TV shows. It always gets exciting, but I'm just genuinely excited about this because I've always loved the format. It's been very successful in the UK. Part of the reason why I've ended up where I am was because I threw my hand up and said I'd really love to host this because I love the show. And so now I'm really excited about people seeing it because it is just such a great twist on a quiz idea. It's a fun show.
I've been playing along with the little ads that appear on TV, and I haven't got one right so far. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
Well, no, it's not a bad sign at all, because you will get them right. There's lots of questions you will know the answers to. Mm-hmm. It's about whether you know the answer that nobody else knows the answer to. And a lot of time it's quite surprising. It's not what you expect. Lots of different types of questions that obviously you can't cram into a promo. So there's times where there's five different pitches and you need to identify the city that's pictured or whether it's a famous actor.
Oh.
A whole bunch of different types of questions. So there's something in it for everyone, but the trick is, can you think of the answer that the least number of people thought of?
Yeah, it's pretty much like the opposite of Family Feud's technique, where it was the most popular answer versus the least popular answer. Speaking of Family Feud, does that mean that you reckon would hopefully, in a couple of years' time, you might be up for a gold Logie?
We'll see. I know Mark, my co-host, is very excited about the prospect. He's a Logie's tragic. If I ever ask him any question about anything, whether it was being hosted by Don Lane or back in the good old day when Bert was up there, not this year, but a few years back.
Yeah.
He loves it. He watches them on repeat. So Mark is very excited about the prospect. And I will be happy to stand there beside him and applaud him.
He's a very, very funny man. It must be great working alongside him.
It is. And that's part of it. I mean, we're both feeling very lucky and fortunate. I mean, for a long time, we assumed it was just an elaborate practical joke. And was actually going to be a... I mean, that's a good TV show. If you convince two guys they're about to host a new show and then film it, it's very funny. But working with him has been great. He's a genuine guy that is very funny.
Absolutely, mate. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It kicks off tonight, 6 p.m. on Win. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. You may have seen this story in the West Australian. You may have even seen it in the Times, maybe even the Mail. The fact that people are still claiming to see this big cat, the Southwest Cougar, around different parts here in the Southwest. I happen to have him on the line again. I've got the Southwest Cougar. Hello, good morning. How are you? Hello.
Yes, hello. Oh, stop the applause. It's not necessary. Thank you. Pleasure.
Southwest Cougar, obviously an honor once again to chat to you. But why me? Why do you call my show?
Oh, I don't know. I just think that you're a fine journalist, even.
No, well, thank you. Thank you.
It's Southwest nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Southwest Cougar.
I love the show.
I did notice that there was a lot of photographers in the area recently trying to hunt you down, trying to get that perfect shot. Did they see you?
No. They didn't see me, but I saw them with their little cameras and their little setups and their packed lunch. They were so adorable. They're trying to hunt me. They'll never find me. I'm too quick. I'm like a little mouse, just tiptoeing around everywhere. Yeah, even.
Well, there are a couple of organizations that are trying to find you and locate your whereabouts and definitely get some concrete evidence you exist with a photo. Most of the common descriptions of you, I don't know if this is true or not, large, black, and you're a big cat. That's the descriptions I'm getting. Is that close to how you look?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. I would say maybe big-ish and black. No, probably more of a sapphire midnight with a hint of darkish brown and maybe cougar-shaped even. But I wouldn't definitely say that description, no.
Out of curiosity, what do you think would happen, Southwest Cougar, if they did manage to find you? They did manage to locate you.
No, if they managed to find me, it'd be catastrophic even. Purr. Well, Alan, I've got to get going. I've just noticed a farmer who's got one of like the first mobiles that had a camera in it. I'm going to stand in front of him, then take off right as he takes the picture. So it's really blurry. It's going to go viral. I'm going to be a sensation, Alan. Let's break the internet. All right. Bye.
Bye. Southwest Cougar. When he calls, I put him through. That's the rule. Happy to have the exclusive.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes, it most certainly is. Mr. Daniel Leach joins me now. Hello, good sir.
I'm impressed with your guitar work.
Thank you.
Just
I was fiddling really, like crazy then. It was
Yeah. Can I just suggest that some theatre group here in the Southwest do a version of Cats.
Mm.
And whenever the Southwest Cougar calls again, get...
Hire the Southwest Cougar. Great
just
call.
Suggesting.
Awfully bashful, but, and shy.
Oh,
so
that's going to matter.
Oh, I don't know. I think I
get the feeling once it gets on stage, it's going to love life.
He sounds a bit theatrical.
Yes. I'm intrigued that the Southwest Cougars are male too, but
yeah.
I was not expecting that.
I didn't expect that either.
No.
I didn't expect him to keep calling me every day almost.
That's why we've got a special line in here.
The Cougar line.
The Cougar hotline. Don't mix that up.
We're here to talk sports.
Are we? Okay. Take the word for it. Quickly, starting off with the Southwest Footy League over the weekend. Massive game on Saturday. Donnybrook, 1-point win. They fought back from a few goals down at three-quarter time to win by a point over South Bunbury. It was first versus third on the weekend. It was a huge contest. And Donnybrook, they managed to get the win. Keep in mind, last week they lost their first game in about 10 matches. So they've bounced back and managed to get to a very, very big win there. Eton Boomers, big win over Carey Park. A big win by Busselton. They actually kept the Collie Eagles goalless.
No.
They kicked 10 goals, 13 to 8 behinds.
Yeah, geez.
I
You don't want that.
No, you don't. Busselton's still in the hunt as well, which it keeps them well and truly alive. Augusta Margaret River too strong for the Harvey Bulls, and Bunbury too good for Harvey Brunswick Leschenault. In the lower South West Football League, Deanmill took out their anger of losing their first game of the year last week by beating Kojanup 162-27. Imperials far too strong for Southerners, and Tigers too strong for Boyup Brook. Now, yesterday, huge game for the lady, the women's Princeton South West Slammers in the SBL. They needed to win their game against the Stirling Senators in order to keep their season alive. It got to overtime.
Yeah, I saw some of the highlights. It looked incredible.
And the Slammers ended up winning 85-82. Yeah. So all they need to do next week, I say all they need to do because it's a tough game, they need to play, they need to beat the Kalamunda Eastern Suns on Saturday night, 6 p.m. tip off there. Kalamunda are fifth at the moment. They'll be battling for a top four spot themselves. So a huge game for them, but for the Slammers, win and you're in, lose and you're out. So they know the situation.
Do or die. That's Love it. The stakes never been higher.
Yeah, that's right. Both games for the men over the weekend, they lost to the Geraldton Buccaneers on Saturday night and lost by 6 to Stirling yesterday in a close contest. In terms of the AFL, big win yesterday by the West Coast Eagles.
Yep.
Andrew Gaff continues to be an incredible footballer.
Yep.
I noticed this morning there's some people trying to draw similarities to Chris Mainwaring, the West Coast Eagles legend.
Oh, is that fair? I think that's pretty...
Andrew Gaff is just an incredible player and just leave it at that.
Yeah, good call.
But anyway, big win, 54 points. Lewis Jetter probably had his best game for the season, I reckon.
Yeah, he was really instrumental. I was listening to it and he just sounded like he was setting a lot of it up, which is great.
Yeah, very good performance from them. Fremantle, unlucky, I would say. They were right in the contest up until three-quarter time against Essendon, but the Bombers kicked away in the end, 99-70, so Fremantle's season is pretty much done and dusted now. Your team, Hawthorn, you'd be happy with what happened yesterday. The amazing result, I think, from the weekend is Gold Coast beating Sydney.
What is going on with that? Where did that happen? How did that happen?
Someone,
I had to double check. I'm like, switched, it wasn't the Lions,
they
was
switched
it?
Jumpers at halftime. They must have. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
It was an amazing result there, but well done to them. Francesco Molinari winning the Open Championship overnight in an amazing finish. Probably one of the most incredible final rounds of the British Open we've ever seen. Tiger Woods was in the hunt in the last couple of holes. Justin Rose managed to fight his way back. You had Jordan Spieth. You had about seven in contention with about four or five holes to play. It was remarkable. And so much more happened in sport.
It really did, like netball, and it was we lost,
fever,
unfortunately.
Know,
and then
the fever is still going.
Ricardo
well.
Came last as well. Couldn't finish.
I watched that
out.
Last night, and I was gutted. I threw whatever I could at the TV screen.
And then Glory is pretty busy today, the Perth Glory as well.
Tonight they take on Chelsea. There are still tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.au if you want to make the trip up to Perth. Chelsea, I think tickets starting from $39. So it's pretty darn cheap if you want to go along. You might be in the bleachers, but it's a good stadium. So why not?
It's not every day you get to check out Chelsea, mate. Thanks for the chat today. I appreciate it.
Look, an absolute delight.
We'll keep it moving very soon. Great classic. Good to have this man back in town again, the True Blue John Williamson, for his Butcher Bird tour. Good morning, mate.
How are you, Alan?
I am doing well. Pleasure to chat to you again. We caught up about a year ago. You've had a very, very busy year, bud.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of retiring in the 50th year, but I've got a couple of years to go yet.
Yeah, because 50 years is next year, isn't it?
No, it's actually 2020.
Oh, yeah, good call. Yeah. I'll figure out some basic maths. So
well, it is the 20th year. Technically, you know, because you count your year at the end of the year, not at the beginning, so it's not really counted until it gets to the next one, you know?
That's very
you
true.
You understand what I'm saying?
I kind of, let me start doing the maths and we'll figure it out together. Hey, it's your career, you call it.
How do you have it, you know what I mean?
Hey, one number that's pretty impressive is 20, and this is your 20th studio album for Butcher Bird. I've heard that you've said this is your most relaxed album ever.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's just because I guess I'm not trying to prove anything anymore. I'm just having fun with it.
Mm.
And I didn't really promise Warner that I was going to do another album, but I keep writing songs when I'm inspired, and that's the best way to write a song rather than be under pressure.
Mm.
So I haven't been under pressure to write songs, and so the ones that have come up are just because I've been inspired, and that's the way to go, you know.
When you're under pressure, do you get that writer's block?
No, I've heard that word used a lot, but I've never had any problem with it. I can always write a song, but the thing is, it doesn't mean it's a good. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a good one. But you know, writer's block to me is just not finding anything worth writing about. You know, so it's a matter of getting out there and, I guess, you know, keeping an ear on ear to the ground and all that sort of stuff, and mixing with people. That all sometimes can be just a saying that someone says to you, you know, that sets off a whole idea.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely get yourself out there. You're headed to Bunbury again on the 4th of October for Breck. We're looking forward to having you. I was looking at a couple of the promo images going around for Butcher Bird. They've got one where you're kind of staring majestically at a cartoon bird. Were they awkward to shoot?
Well, I drew the bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of juggling around with that cover, I can tell you.
Yeah.
You know, whether I'm actually really looking at it, is, you know, it's probably the wrong size and everything else. But we wanted to show off the valley that I'm writing about in the background as well.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, that song, Valley of His Dream, that's in the background on the cover. And the butcher bird is in the song. So, they're very musical birds, butcher birds, so I relate to them a lot.
I just know that when it comes to shooting, like, you know, photos for anything promo-wise, I get real awkward about it. I don't know how you go with it. You've been doing it a lot longer than me. But I'm just weird about it, but they want you to pose a certain way, look a certain way.
Yeah, yeah, all that. And I never like the photos everyone else likes either.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the exact same as well. You are talking about retiring, so people really need to take advantage of the fact you are coming to Bunbury in October and see you. We are looking forward to seeing you, mate. And people want to grab a copy of this brand new album, Butcher Bird. They should definitely do so when it's released in August. Thanks for the chat, mate. Looking forward to seeing you.
Good on you, Alan. Thanks for that, mate.
Perth kicked off the brand new season for Aladdin the Musical, all happening at the Crown Theatre. If you've seen the ads, I'm sure you'll be heavily impressed with what you've seen so far with all the stage and the costumes and all this sort of stuff. And in person, it is just as amazing. I was actually lucky enough a few years ago during my honeymoon to watch the original of it on Broadway. And I was a little bit going into this one going, oh, like, hopefully it's just as good. It really, really is. They've done an amazing job with the cast. Quite a lot of WA talent in it as well, which is great to see. Ainsley Malham steals the show for sure as Aladdin. Does such a good job. Really, really impressed with the way he holds his own in it. It's one of those kind of numbers where you don't need the strongest voice, but he is absolutely, like, great at acting throughout the whole thing. And for the ladies, he doesn't wear a shirt pretty much the whole time, to the point where I think they even acknowledged it in the show. He's a very in-shape individual. That's all I'm going to say. The ladies love it. For the guys, but plenty going on as well. Princess Jasmine was stunning. Not just to look at, but singing-wise. She was incredible. Really, really good. The Genie as well did an amazing job. Standing ovations after pretty much every number that the Genie did, as you'd expect. But for me, the definite standout of the whole show, and it's probably an unlikely standout, was Adam Murphy. Now, this guy's an Australian talent, but he played Jafar. Now, the reason why he was such a standout is he sounded exactly like the original from the cartoon. All I could hear every time he was speaking was that classic, like, Iago. Like, everything he said was amazing. And he has a song in it as well. It's an original song. And he was incredible. So if you get the chance, do check it out. It's happening for the next few months. I think they even extended the weeks. Aladdin, it's all happening at Crown Theatre till October, the very least. So go check it out. Have some fun. It's just like the original movie. A few extra little bits thrown in there. But really, really a lot of fun. Almost like a magic show as well as a musical as well. So definitely worth checking out. For full details, you can go to disney.com.au. You'll find all the information on there, or just Google Aladdin Perth and everything will pop up that you need to. So I just mentioned before I was at Aladdin, I was there at intermission to get myself a drink and some lollies, and you know what you do when you're watching anything musical or whatnot. The girl behind the counter, now we had about 5 minutes until the show actually started, and I don't know if you've ever been to a musical before, but they have a very subtle way of letting you know that there's 5 minutes until the performance starts with a big nice little you know, and then there's like a voiceover that says 5 minutes to go. The lady behind the counter, I don't know if it was her first night, it probably was her last night, she freaked out when she heard that with 2 minutes to go, that big So people are lined, there's a massive line still there, people trying to get drinks and whatnot. She freaks out to the point where she just gives me the water and lollies, and the pay pass didn't work at first. She goes, just take it, just take it, get out of here, just take it. So you hear in the background the and she's just obviously thinking it's like an attack on her or something, just gives us the drink of lollies and just get out of here, go, fight for yourself. And I was like, that is absolutely hilarious. Thank you, by the way, if she happens to be listening, I doubt it.